unavoidable ramifications. What is ramification? Is the effect on sales when the structure is not set to deal with a quantum increase in number of opportunities. What will happen if the structure is not properly set to deal with quantum increase in number of opportunities? Poor conversion rate. Conversion rate means you meet 15 customers, not even one is converted into sale. Poor conversion rate. Longer sales cycle. You start your discussions and the sales cycle will close only after 6 months or 8 months. Closing relatively bad deals. What is bad deal? Maybe higher discount. Maybe such a deal where company loses, your company loses. Frustration. Poor conversion rate. You know, marketing has done the job, they will say. You are not doing the job. We have done our job. Conversion rate is poor. Sales cycle is very long. You are closing relatively bad deals. Too many discounts. Too many compromises. Lose-win offer. You lose, that means company loses, customer gains. Frustration. That's why the structure should be set to deal with a quantum increase in number of opportunities. It must be done. So business deal must be like that. I have told, salesperson must be knowledgeable of the environment. Sale process tailored to prospects, preparations of the sale people before meetings is important, and knowing what to say, how to say it, to whom to say it is extremely important in the context of selling a business deal. Then some more ramifications: reduced number of leads, damage to reputation of the company, poor customer service. Managing the flow of opportunities, steps must be taken to ensure constant flow of leads. People must come, you must take steps, customers must walk to you. They say footfall. In a mall, we use the word footfall. Constant flow of leads, constant flow of opportunities, the steps must be taken. People must come to you. You must go to the people, many people, create the leads, find out who are able to buy your product. Go to them, contact them, call them. Steps must be taken to ensure constant flow of leads, constant flow of sales opportunities. Then having DCE, decisive competitive edge. Having DCE does not mean that leads will be created themselves. I said it. There is a decisive competitive edge. There is a winning offer. There is an unrefusable offer, URO. Does not mean that the leads will be created automatically, otherwise sales job was damn well easy. It is not. Reaching the goal requires more and more clients enjoying the offer, more and more people, more and more clients enjoying the offer. It means much more active role in getting new clients. Very, very, very clear. That is the difference between marketing and sales. Just marketing will not generate sales. Sales have their own constraints. Understand that. So the last sentence here was, a much more active role in getting new clients. And opportunity is, what is opportunity? Opportunity is a qualified prospect in the sales process. Qualified prospect. We must get more and more opportunities. A lead is a potential prospect, not yet introduced to the sales process. Opportunity, lead. These are clients. But opportunity is a qualified prospect in the sales process who is already in the process. You have to convince, take all the opportunities and sell them. Lead is a potential whom we have to train. He doesn't know the importance of your product. He's a lead, qualified and potential. Difference. Opportunity is a qualified prospect who knows what is your product, who is using already your product or others' products. He knows, so he is a qualified prospect in the sales process. A lead is a potential prospect whom you have to introduce the product, who is not yet using the product, who is not yet knowing the importance of the product. That is a lead. Opportunity and lead. We need to be highly active in generating leads and opportunities. For example, a person who is using electric motor, already using, and he wants some more electric motor for expansion, he is my opportunity. Go to him and convince him how or why he should buy the electric motor from you. What decisive competitive edge you have, then he will buy the expansion motors from you. He knows what is a motor. He is himself an electrical engineer. He has so many senior electricians to take care of the business. He is a qualified person, opportunity. Leads, go to a farmer who is not using your motor, who is not even using any motor, convince him how his day-to-day problems can be addressed if he takes motor from you. Convince him and sell him. Generate more opportunities, generate more leads and convince them. That look, sir, there is an unrefusable offer with us. There is a winning offer with us. There is decisive competitive edge with us. Please take my product, sir. It is going to solve your problem. Not because my product is very good, but the product solves your problem, sir. Please take my product. Please take my product, not because I am telling you that it is very beautiful. Please take my product because it will solve your need. It will take care of your problem. Generate more opportunities, more leads. Managing the flow of opportunities essentially involves managing the sales pipeline, and it is not trivial. It is not easy. It is not a small thing. Many, many people don't understand. They feel that marketing is done, the job is over. Job is not over. In fact, the major job is still there. What is that? Generating leads and opportunities. Convince them that your product solves their problems. Come to the agreement with the prospect. What is their problem? How serious their problem is, how urgent their problem is, how problem is growing from day to day. Come to an agreement with him. Give him your offer. Convince him and sell. Close the deal. A conflict arises because on one side we should have enough opportunities and on the other side limit the opportunities to give proper attention. If so many opportunities are there, we are not able to handle it. So there is a conflict. What should we measure? How do I measure my sales performance? How do I say that my sales performance is good? These are the points. Number and size of opportunities. How many opportunities are there? How big the opportunity is? That means how big the qualified prospect is. How many are there? Duration of each opportunity in each step. Duration of each opportunity in overall process. Hit ratio per step. Size of the buffer. What is buffer here? In POC, we are always talking of buffer. What is buffer here? Number of leads and number of potential size of the leads. Hit ratio of first steps in the sales process. Reasons for delays. In which step opportunities get stuck and why? Reasons for dropouts. In which steps opportunities drop out and why? We must take care that the opportunities do not drop out. We must find out why they are dropping out. Where I have made a mistake. Where I have failed that the opportunities are dropping out. Then find out where they get stuck and why. Hit ratio must be very high. Sales process, even if you have a real URO, unrefusable offer, it will not sell itself. Process steps, building rapport with the client. Build the rapport with the client. Trust with the client. He must understand you. He must trust you. Rapport. Because unless you have a rapport, nobody is going to buy your product. Rapport. Setting the stage, bringing the buyer to want your product, bringing the buyer to desire your product. Why he will desire your product? Because it solves his problem. Because the product takes care of him. Bring the buyer to desire your product. Bring the buyer to want your product. He should give a ring to you, sir, I want that electric motor, when you can give. Then close the deal. Process steps, I will explain to you. Building rapport with the client, how important, how very important. How to do it? Presentation of analysis of client's problem. Because he is going to buy your product only if you are able to convince him and come to understand and come to agree with him the nature of his problem. Presentation of analysis of client's problem. Start talking about the problems faced by the client. Point out the causes. Tell him what are the causes. Discuss with him what is the cause and what is the effect. Customer by himself may not be able to do that. You help him. What are your problems, sir, and what are the causes? Do you know that, sir, the cause for your problem is this? Give him your analysis. Convince him that his problem is serious. Convince him that his problem is urgent. Convince him that his problem is growing. Then come to an agreement with him about the problem and also find out the most probable cause for the problem, most probable causes for the problem. Buyer realizes that there is somebody who understands his problem. You become his trusted friend. You have to become his trusted friend. Client should feel that I have got a new friend. I have a need, and this is a friend who is standing in my need. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Create that trust with him that, sir, I have come here not to tell you how good my product is. I have come here to solve your problem, sir. Tell him. Buyer must realize that here is a person who understands his problem. He understands my concern, and he is very, very sincerely feeling that my problem should be solved. That is what trust has to be created in his mind. Unless this trust is created, forget. You cannot sell the deal. Forget. Overcoming first level of resistance. For example, I have told you many points of the resistance. He says, no, I have so many other people, your lead time is high, so and so. Overcome first level of resistance by creating a trust in his mind about you. Creating that, you understand his problem. Once you build the rapport with the client, set the stage. What is setting the stage? Agreeing a priori as to what the client wants. The salesperson summarizes the connection between supplier's policies with the undesirable effects of the client. Supplier means the salesperson's company. He says that, look, our policies are creating the undesirable effect with you. Declaration by salesperson that he understands the problem and has the solution which the buyer needs. Sir, I have a problem. I have a solution to your problem. Declaration by the salesperson that he understands the problem. Undesirable effects of the customer. And, sir, I know your problem. I know your undesirable effects. Sir, I have a solution to your needs. Client is asking to present the offer. Once you set the stage properly and convince him that, look, sir, our policies, if they are able to create some problem to you, I will change the policies. I am ready to change the policies, sir. I will solve all your problems, sir, concerning with the any other parameter, including our policies. I am having a solution to solve your problem, sir. Then one beautiful thing will come, that client will say, okay, you present your offer. That is the first success. He is asking you to present the offer. After the stage, the salesperson can move to next stage. Bringing the buyer to want your product. If you are able to bring the buyer to want your product, now you are already on the road to success. Talk about the features of the product. Now at this stage, talk about the features of the product. That will remove the UDEs. Don't say that my product is looking beautiful. Don't say that my product is this and that. Talk about the features of the product that will remove the UDEs of the client. Buyer follows the rigorous cause and effect. Convince him. Rigorous cause and effect analysis. Show him the negative branches in the deal. Tell him things that you want in return. This removes the third layer of resistance. He says, yes, the deal is very good, but there are some problems. For example, sir, this deal will reduce your inventory, sir. That is the benefit. Now, I want your space has been relieved now. Please put some more products in your stores, sir. I want it from you, sir. But I will promise you that your inventory will go down. My decisive competitive edge will result into less inventory, sir. Your problems will solve. Your money, which is getting blocked in inventory, will get released. Sir, I want from you, sir, some help. Please put some more products in your retail stores and create that trust. Tell him cause and effect analysis and create that such a great friendship trust that third layer of resistance also is removed. Then close the deal. Necessary condition to get the client to want your product. There may be some obstacles that prevent the client to buy. Sir, I know that you want now to buy my product, but you have some obstacles. I know your problems, sir. Tell him, you are now his trusted friend. You say, I know, sir, you want to buy my product, sir, but you have some obstacles. But I will help you to come out of those obstacles. I will solve those problems also, sir. The client consults with you how to overcome these obstacles. If you come up to this stage, you are 100% successful. He says, yes, I have some obstacles. Tell me how, what you can do. Then you can say, sir, your obstacle is, let us say, funds. I will create funds for you, sir. I will get you the funds. I will get you loans from the bank. If the obstacles are with policy, you say, sir, don't worry, sir. I will speak to my MD and remove these policy obstacles. Don't worry, sir. I will help you to reduce these obstacles. This stage tests the identification of the need correctly. Shortlisting of the problem happens and the suitable products get order. Here you get the order. What you have done? What different you have done? You have understood his problem and you have told him what are the problems in closing the deal. You have also promised him to solve his obstacles. So many things you have done. You have not only told everything beautiful, my company is beautiful, my product is beautiful, everything is beautiful. You have told him the problems also. You have also told him what you want from him also. Like you want your more products to be kept in the empty space of that retail store. But you have told him that his inventory problems will be solved. You have taken care of his obstacles. You have generated such a trust in his mind that now he starts believing you and now he gives you order. Not easy. Not anybody's job. Lot of work has to be done. Lot of work has to be done building rapport with the client, setting the stage, bringing the buyer to want your product. He becomes your trusted friend. Then you can close the deal. And while closing the deal, you have to consider the obstacles in his way to buy your product. It can be money, it can be policies, it can be anything else, permissions. You have to tell him how he can overcome those obstacles. Once he consults with you how to overcome the obstacles, consider that you are successful, because now he is able to understand you. That is the sales. Look after the constraints, TOC. Summary: the process of sales is actually the process of overcoming resistance for change. For example, a person who is buying the products for many years from various clients, various suppliers, he is not going to buy your product like that. He will not, because that is a change for him. He is accustomed to some way of working. You are going to change his process. You are going to change his way of working. He is not going to accept it. Process of sales is not something you give him and then he pays you. This is not that simple. Process of sales is actually the process of overcoming the resistance for change. The change in this case is asking the client to buy the product. Why I should buy the product from you, he will say. Then we must build the rapport with him. He should feel that he is a new friend who has come on the horizon for me. He is having the capacity to understand my problem. He is having the capacity to remove my problem, address my problem, address my specific needs. He is a man who is capable of removing my obstacles. He is a man whom I can trust. Bring the rapport, build the rapport. Further, the sales process through setting the stage, bringing the buyer to want your product, and closing the deal. Thank you.